You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. It's a wonderful sunshiny day here in Austin, Texas, as we broadcast live from our ministry center here on this Sunday. And this is Breakout Radio Church. Micah 2:13 says, "The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head." So Jesus is the head of the church, Breakout Radio Church. We want to welcome church members all across America and around the world. Boy, it's just amazing that we can be able to have church members across America, different nations of the world. What a welcome to you. I want to welcome you here on this wonderful Mother's Day Sunday. It's a Mother's Day special service. Welcome to everybody, but especially to all of you wonderful mothers. It's going to be a great day. Remember, Breakout Radio Church is a global missions church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And of course, we are a house of prayer for all nations. So Jean's coming to the wonderful mother of my children, coming to welcome you to church today. Jean, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Breakout family. So thankful for all of you and the ones that are joining us for Breakout Radio Church this morning. And I'd like to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Just know that you play a vital part in your family, and I just trust that you'll be blessed today.
Yes, 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 yes. We echo that. And we're gonna start off with prayer. We love to pray, and we know the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So, Jean and I, just joining hands, and if you are near someone there, you can join hands with them. If not, we just set ourselves in agreement. Father, we just agree right now. Jean and I set ourselves in agreement for a wonderful day here at Breakout Radio Church on this Mother's Day Sunday morning in May. We just pray your will, plan, and purpose be done. In Jesus' name, we bless every mother that is listening today and every mother to be. And we just know it's going to be a wonderful day. I pray, Lord, that you give us spiritual ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see, hearts to receive, and anoint me your servant to preach this morning your Breakout Radio Church. We just declare, Jesus, that you are the head of this church, and we declare that you're high and lifted up in Breakout Radio Church. We pray for every congregation that is meeting across this nation and around the world here on this Sunday. We pray for every pastor, every church. We pray the will of God be done in America and nations of the world. We need you so desperately. Anoint this service today. We set ourselves in agreement in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I woke up this morning, church, thinking about how blessed I was. You know, sometimes we just feel like things are going wrong or crossways or things are going south, we might say in America. But I got up thinking about today. I can walk, I can talk, I can hear, I can see, I can sing, I can jump, I can dance, I can run if I have to, and I can read, I can drive. I'm not in prison, not in jail, not in the hospital. I'm not in severe pain. And I appreciate all of you praying for me. The last 3 or 4 weeks, I've had a lot of stomach attacks, but I'm feeling much better today. And so I'm just a blessed man. I got up this morning thinking about how blessed I was, and I'm going to have my friend Tom Autry that we ministered together many, many times. He's written a song and sang a song called I'm Blessed. And I just want us to sing along with Tom Autry as he leads us today in this praise song about how blessed we are. Let's give time to thank God about all of our blessing. And so we just believe that Tom Autry is going to sing a good song here about how blessed he is. And here we go. How blessed we are.
I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out. You gave me something to shout about. I know that I'm blessed. I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out. You gave me something to shout about. Something to shout about. I know that I'm blessed. I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out. You gave me something to shout about.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're so blessed. We're so blessed today. So blessed. So blessed. So blessed. Lord, we just thank you for all of your blessings today here at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning. So thankful for those that are joining us today. And Oh, God, we are so blessed. Gene and I are so blessed to have you as members of Breakout Radio Church. And just want to give a shout out to some of our members that are joining us today from across America. Give a shout out to Tommy there in Auburn, Maine. Also to Dolores and Charlie in Kenya, Dolores and Charlie in Canyon Lake, Texas. I want to give a shout out to Nicholas there in Nakuru, Kenya. Also to Stephanie in Beaumont, Texas. Jenna there in Woodland, California. Eric in Blairsville, Georgia. Also want to give a shout out to Vicky in Greenville, Mississippi. And Janet there in Friendswood, Texas. Want to give a shout out to Connie there in Barnett, Vermont. Way up there in Barnett, Vermont. And Carolyn in Sparks, Nevada. Want to give a shout out to Lynn and want to give a shout out to Lynn and Keith there in Decatur, Georgia. A big shout out to Stacy in Houston, Texas. Want to say thank you to Greg there in Kearney, Missouri, for being a part of Breakout Radio Church. Rachel, God bless you up there in Kelso, Washington. And also to Brian and Shirley in Kodak, Tennessee. I'm holding, and many others that are joining us today, I'm holding the names of all of our members, and I've been praying for you this morning, calling every one of your names in prayer. I bless you. Gene and I are so blessed to have you as a part of Breakout Radio Church. If you're visiting Breakout Radio Church, you'd like to be a member, just go to bpnradio.com. and click on Breakout Radio Church. And there's a membership link right there at the top of that. Just go to bpnradio.com and click on Breakout Radio Church. Or you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com. And there is a membership link there. And you can be a part of Breakout Radio Church. And Gene is coming at this time to give all of you an opportunity to give your tithes and contributions and offerings. So, Gene, bless you as you come today.
Well, I'd like to give you an opportunity to pay your tithes and give your contributions to Breakout Radio Church, Breakout Ministries this morning. And we are so thankful for all of you that are faithful to give. You know, we don't just have church on Sunday morning, but we have ministry going 24 hours a day throughout the week on bpnradio.com. And we appreciate all of you, appreciate our team that helps us keep everything going. And so your faithful giving today is so important and vital to this ministry. And we appreciate your faithfulness today in giving. And this morning, you can make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries and send that to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Or you can go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button, and you can pay through PayPal, debit card, credit card, and Venmo. So we just appreciate your faithfulness today in giving.
Okay, yes, we do, Gene. And, yeah, we've added Venmo. All you have to do is download the Venmo app. And many of you, of course, are already doing that. And you can pay, you can give immediately there. Pretty simple. Father, we just pray your blessings upon those that are giving their tithes and contributions to our church members. And, Lord, those that are calling Breakout Radio Church their home church, and those who consider Dale and Gene Gentry as their pastors. Well, we bless those that are giving. And Father, we thank you for the faithfulness of our church members as they are giving every week, or bi-monthly or monthly, however they receive their checks. And Father, we know that we put you first in our finances. And you said, prove me, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing. And so we know that we're blessed because we are faithful to give and to honor the Lord. And so the Bible says that we honor God. How do we honor God? We honor God by giving the first fruits of all of our income, knowing that our job, our income, whatever we have, comes from Him. And Gene and I, Malachi chapter 3 says, "Prove me, but I will not open you the windows of heaven." And Gene and I have proven God all these 58 years of our marriage. And, well, we just are so thankful today that we are blessed financially because we have put Him first in our tithes and our giving. And so, Father, we just bless the ones that are giving today. We bless them abundantly, bountifully. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Before I minister today, I've been thinking about the love of Jesus today. Just got up today thinking about how blessed I was, thinking about the love of Jesus and thinking about the love of a mother. You know, when I think about the love of Jesus, I think about the love of a mother. And I've got a friend that used to travel some with Gene and I in London, England. We ministered in different parts of England. And his name is Tony Gamble. I'm just going to ask Tony to come. He's been a longtime friend. I'm going to ask him to sing this song about the amazing love of Jesus. And I just want to dedicate this to all of the mothers as well. But the amazing love of a mother, the amazing love of Jesus, the amazing love of a mother. So Tony Gamble, who now lives in Rockwall, Texas, is going to sing, and then I'm going to preach from Proverbs chapter 31 today. So God bless Tony as he sings today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your amazing love. We worship you today. We honor you today. We glorify your name today. You're such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. If you're not saved today, I want to give you an opportunity to know Jesus. If you're attending Breakout Radio Church today and you don't know the Lord, what better time to give your heart and life to Jesus than today? The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I want to extend that invitation to you today. You know, the Bible says it's appointed to men once to die, and after death comes a judgment. After this breath leaves this mortal body, we're going to spend eternity in heaven or hell. That's very sobering today. That when you die, it's not over. It's only the beginning of eternity. And are you going to spend eternity? If you were to die today, would you wake up in heaven or would you wake up in hell? Eternity is a long, long time. Can you imagine something that will never end? Eternity, there is no end to it. That means it's going to go on and on and on and on. On and on and on. So many people, they put so much stock in this life. They think about how they can get ahead in this life and all they can accomplish this life and how much fun, how much partying, how much they can accomplish with no thought or little thought about where they're going to spend eternity. So many people today are enjoying their heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. This is the only heaven they'll ever know. And they're disregarding God and all the preaching of the word, the ministry of the word, they're disregarding and going on their own way, thinking about themselves. But there is a heaven and there is a hell. And I want today to remind you that the only way you can go to heaven is through Jesus Christ. It's not through good works. It's not through declaring that my mother was a Christian or my father was a Christian or I grew up in church. No, it takes that time of coming to Jesus, the one who died, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I want to pray for you today. If you don't know Jesus, if you're not going to heaven or you don't have the assurance of your salvation, I want to pray with you this morning. Father, first of all, I pray that not one person under the sound of my voice at Breakout Radio Church this morning will go to hell. Hell is a long, long time. In Jesus' name, I pray that your Holy Spirit will draw people that do not know the Lord today. They've never asked Jesus to come into their heart. I pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you would draw them. And I want you that do not know the Lord, or you don't have the assurance of your salvation, you say, I'm not really sure. I want you to say this prayer after me, would you? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. And I am going to spend eternity in heaven. And when you say that prayer, and if you said that prayer today, your name is added to the book of life. The Bible said that when we appear there in the end times, when we appear there before Christ, he'll open a book. And if your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, you'll go into heaven, eternal paradise, where there's no more death, no more sorrow, no more tears. And if not, then you will spend eternity in hell. Thank you, Jesus, for saving people today. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen. Okay, well, God bless you. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs this morning, chapter number 31, beginning with verse number 28. Here's what it says, and I'm reading today from the Message Bible. I like different translations of the Bible. A good woman is hard to find, it says, and worth far more than diamonds. Her husband trusts her without reserve and never has reason to regret it. Never spiteful, she treats him generously all her life long. She shops around for the best yarns and cottons and enjoys knitting and sewing. She's like a trading ship that sails to faraway places and brings back exotic surprises. She's up before dawn, preparing breakfast for her family and organizing her day. She looks over a field and buys it. Then, with money she's put aside, plants a garden. First thing in the morning, she dresses for work, rolls up her sleeves, eager to get started. She senses the worth of her work, is in no hurry to call it quits for the day. She's skilled in the crafts of home and hearth, diligent in homemaking. She's quick to assist anyone in need, reaches out to help the poor. She doesn't worry about her family when it snows, her winter clothes are all mended and ready to wear. She makes her own clothing, dresses in colorful linens and silks. Her husband is greatly respected when he deliberates with the city fathers. She designs gowns and sells them, brings the sweaters. She knits to the dress shops. Her clothes are well made and elegant, and she always faces tomorrow with a smile. When she speaks, she has something worthwhile to say, and she always says it kindly. She keeps an eye on everyone in her household and keeps them all busy and productive. Her children respect and bless her. Her husband joins in with words of praise. Many women have done wonderful things, but you've outclassed them all. Charm can mislead, and beauty soon fades. The woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of God. Give her everything she deserves. Festoon her life with praises. One translation says she is energetic, a hard worker. Watches for bargains. She works far into the night. She's a woman of strength and dignity and has no fear of old age. When she speaks, her words are wise, and kindness is the rule for everything she says. He praises her with these words, "There are many fine women in the world, but you are the best of them all." So on this Mother's Day, I give praise to all of you mothers who are attending Breakout Radio Church on this Mother's Day 2019. I celebrate motherhood today, and may you receive the honor, all you mothers, may you receive the honor today, all of you, and you biological mothers, as well as you spiritual mothers or mother-in-laws, this is the day to give special honor to your mom. And we here at Breakout Radio Church, Dale and Jean Gentry, we want to lead the pack in saying Happy Mother's Day. You know, I'm thankful this morning for my biological mother, Delia Gentry, who brought me into the world after the doctor told her she couldn't have any more children. She loved me, and she taught me the ways of the Lord. I never heard my mother say a curse word saw her drink alcohol. She was a godly woman who loved Jesus with all of her heart. She prayed for me and disciplined me. I still remember that, her going outside and getting a switch off the tree and switching me, tanning my hide. They'd probably put her in jail today, but she's a woman that disciplined me in the absence of my dad. She didn't wait on my dad till he got home to bring correction. She was quick to do that, but she did it with love, and she wanted me to grow up to be a man of God. I'm thankful for her. My fondest memories of my mother was standing in the living room of our house church. My dad started a church in Comanche, Oklahoma, but we had, for several months, we had church in our house, and she would stand in the living room of our little remodeled army barrack and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, standing there speaking in tongues, laughing and laughing in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues and praising God. I thank God today. I'm thankful for a mother-in-law, Virginia Denham, my wife's mother, who was a godly woman. I had the privilege of leading her to Jesus, and she was a radical Holy Ghost woman who loved to shout in church and shout out praises to God And she didn't get saved until she was in her 50s. But she was a wonderful mother-in-law who loved me, and I highly respected her. She always treated me with kindness and dignity. I can never remember a time that she was upset or angry with me. A very kind, good woman. And I thank God for my mother-in-law. Also thank God for my spiritual mother, Velma Hankins, the wife of B.B. Hankins, who prayed for me, encouraged me, taught me about faith, taught me about the prophetic, taught me how to laugh and get radical in the spirit, prophesying over me and giving me wise counsel. My fondest memories of my spiritual mother, Velma Hankins, was her running around the church there in West Columbia, Texas, laughing and shouting, always about 20 other women following close behind. A very radical woman. And so today, I want to give honor to you mothers today, and all of the mothers of my grandchildren as well, Ruth Gentry and Darla Gentry. And I want to give honor to whom honor's due. I want to give honor to each of you mothers, beginning with the mother of my children, my wife, Chloe Jean Gentry. And today I'm festooning her with praises. Jean Gentry is the most godly woman I've ever known. Jean Gentry is always the same, loving, kind, gracious, generous, giving, holy, considerate, respectful, faithful, dependable, reliable, steadfast, honorable, stable, responsible, caring, honorable, trustworthy, faithful, loyal, a prayer warrior, steadfast, dedicated, devoted, committed, big-hearted, unselfish, moral, ethical, good, virtuous, truthful, honest, righteous, reputable, dependable, supportive, warm-hearted, compassionate, affectionate. That's the woman I know, Chloe Jean Gentry. And on this Mother's Day, I first of all want to honor the mother of my children. Proverbs 31, of course, as I read, describes her. She always faces tomorrow with a smile. When she speaks, she has something worthwhile to say. She always says it kindly. She keeps an eye on everyone in her household. She's energetic, a hard worker, watches for bargains, works far into the night, a woman of strength, dignity. She has no fear of old age. When she speaks, her words are wise, and kindness is the rule for everything she says. There are many fine women in the world, Jean Gentry, but you're the best of them all. Her children respect and bless her. Her husband joins in with words of praise. Many women have done wonderful things, but you've outclassed them all, Jean. And the Song of Solomon, chapter 6, describes Jean Gentry, the mother of my children. It says, there's no one like you on earth, never has been, and never will be. You're a woman beyond compare, pure and innocent as the day you were born. Has anyone ever seen anything like Chloe Jean? Dawn fresh, moon lovely, sun radiant, ravishing as the night sky with its galaxy of stars. That's what Proverbs says, and that's who Jean Gentry is. I fell in love with her the first night I saw her on a Friday night revival, Assembly of God Church in Walters, Oklahoma, near Comanche. And I honor her today because she's always supported me, has never been critical of me, has made many transitions with me during the 58 years of our marriage. A young teenage girl who was willing to leave her father and mother, 9 brothers and sisters, classmates and friends, put everything in a one small suitcase, cardboard suitcase, marry me and move into a small 21-foot trailer, trusting a 17-year-old boy to take care of her for the rest of her life. And we lived in the little trailer in the backyard of my parents in a small community of less than 200 people, a little country town, and stayed with my parents and her parents while I went to radio school 200 miles away, was willing to sell our first purchased home, move into a 35-foot Scuzzo trailer that we bought for $800 to go into full-time ministry, accompanied by our 2-year-old son, Rick. She was willing to leave a new home we had built in the country, our first, to move into a 50-year-old parsonage next door to the church in Oklahoma City, willing to move from a home we had purchased in Oklahoma City into a small condominium in Rockwall, Texas, where we hardly knew anyone, taking our daughter back and forth to a Christian school each week to pick up her schoolwork 200 miles away, sitting on the floor of that small condominium because we didn't have enough money to purchase a sofa, living in other condominiums and duplexes for 4 years before we purchased another home of our own, only to move again from a new home in Oklahoma City to Fort Worth, where we lived in another duplex. Another move after 5 years, and then a brief move to England, willing to do it, move before moving to the desert of New Mexico for 5 years, leaving a new home we had purchased just 2 years prior to live in a home, to live in a one-room apartment over a garage in Roswell, New Mexico for 6 months until we were able to purchase another one. Just one big room. The only private room we had was the restroom. Went over next door to our kids to take a shower. She's one that's been willing to move, to make transitions, to do the will of God. I could have never married a better wife than Chloe Jean Gentry, always willing to obey God and to do the will of God. So today I give honor to my wife, the mother of my children. A job well done, Jean. Our children and grandchildren love the Lord, are serving Him. And so I say happy Mother's Day to Jean Gentry, a woman who has made this 58-year journey with me, standing beside me and supporting me all the way. And to all of you other mothers at Breakout Radio Church today, may you be blessed, honored, cherished, and celebrated. May your children bless you. May your husband bless you. May you be blessed. May you know there is no greater honor in the world than being a mother. There is nothing more precious than the love of a mother. It's compared to the love of Jesus, not exactly like the love of Jesus, but compared to the love of Jesus. I like this poem I want to dedicate to all you mothers. It says, a mother's love is like an island in life's ocean vast and wide, a peaceful, quiet shelter from the restless rising tide. A mother's love is like a fortress, and we seek protection there when the waves of tribulation seem to drown us in despair. A mother's love, a sanctuary where our souls can find sweet rest from the struggle and the tension of life's fast and futile quest. A mother's love is like a tower rising far above the crowd. Her smile is like the sunshine breaking through a threatening cloud. A mother's love is like a beacon burning bright with faith and prayer. And through the changing scenes of life, we can find a haven there. For a mother's love is fashioned after God's enduring love. It is endless and unfailing, like the love of Him above. For God knew in His great wisdom that He couldn't be everywhere. So He put His little children in a loving mother's care. Happy Mother's Day. What does America need at this very moment in time here in 2019 when everything seems to be turning upside down? What does America need? America needs godly mothers. Godly mothers who will respect, honor, and support their husbands. Godly mothers who will teach and train their children to do the same. Godly mothers who will affirm their husbands, support him in his work, his calling, his passion. Godly mothers who will allow their husbands to lead the family and stand with him, willing to leave all and everyone else. Standing by their man. That would be a title for a good country song, maybe. Mothers who will allow their husbands to serve as disciplinarians of their children. Mothers who will teach their children godly principles, but most of all, lead by example. Mothers who are honored by their husbands, expressing gratitude. Mothers who will stand in the gap on behalf of their children. There's nothing greater. A special honor to all of you mothers today. Even to all of you single mothers who must bear the responsibility of training, supporting your children without a husband or father in the house. Remember, you're not alone. You're not alone. Remember Timothy. Paul said Timothy was my first son. And he writes about Timothy. He said, I remember, Timothy, your true faith. It is the same faith your grandmother Lois had and your mother Eunice had. I'm sure you have that faith, that same faith also. He said, I remember your sincere and unqualified faith, the surrendering of your entire self to God in Christ with confident trust in his power, wisdom, and goodness and faith, which first lived in the heart of your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I'm confident that is in you as well. Even Timothy evidently had no influence of a father, but the influence of a godly mother and grandmother who taught him the ways of the Lord. And I just want to encourage all of you single mothers that may not have the support or the residence of your husband, the father of your children. You got to know and look at Timothy that you can be that godly mother and maybe eventually that godly grandmother that that the children grow up serving God. And I just want to bless you today. And I just want to say a word for all of you sons and daughters that have grown up without a father, but you have a godly mother. Please don't waste your sorrows or allow yourself to be bitter because you've had to grow up without a father in the home. Place your focus on your mother and possibly your grandmother who have taught you in the ways of the Lord, that God will send you a spiritual father, a spiritual father. I'm a spirit, Gene, our spiritual fathers and mothers to those that may not have a father or a mother. And you can give honor to a spiritual mother today as well as your mother. And so give honor to your mother who has sacrificed for you in the ways that you should go. And to you mothers who are praying for your children that may not know the Lord, I encourage you today not to give up. Hold on to the promise and the prophecies given to you concerning your sons and your daughters. And you sons and daughters who are listening this morning, remember your mother today, whether she is near or whether she is far away. Remember to take time for a meal, a phone call, a visit. Honor your mom in every way possible. And remember, there's always a special blessing attached to honoring your mother, to honoring our mothers. You know, the Bible said one of the Ten Commandments is honor your father and your mother. Why? Why should we do that? Jesus said that it may be well with you, that you may live long on this earth. And remember, when you honor your mother, there's some promises attached to that honor. And God is going to make sure that things go well with you. And if possibly things are not right today between you and your mother, maybe you've dishonored your mother, maybe there's been disagreements, this would be a wonderful day to get things in order. We'll be able to get things in order. And ask forgiveness. Or, you know, you can make up. Somebody said, well, I could never make up for lost time. I've been estranged from my mom. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. One phone call or one card or letter or maybe one conversation, making sure that everything is all right with you and your mom, telling her how much you love her, giving her letters of appreciation, letting her know that you love her. And I just want to say to you, you sons and daughters, it's not enough just to honor your mom on Mother's Day or just express appreciation. But you must understand that to be a true son or daughter, you must make sure that your mother is taken care of all the days of her life. I know so many, I'm not trying to put anybody on a guilt trip, but there are so many children today that have completely forgotten their mom in her old age. But they may never visit her or take care of her. They may not visit her in a nursing home or in a hospital or in a care center. But you must make sure that your mother is taken care of all the days of her life. You know, I was reading today where the account of Jesus on the cross, and it was amazing as he hung there on the cross, suffering an untold agony that he looks down in the midst of his dying, some of his last words, some of his last breaths that he's about to take on earth, and he looks down at his mother, and he looks down at the Apostle John, who is standing next to her, and he says to John, "John, behold your mother." And then he says to his mother, "Behold your son." And from that day forward, John took her into his home, the Bible said, and cared for her. Isn't it amazing that Jesus made provision for his mother even while he was suffering on the cross in pain and agony? As sons and daughters, we need to make sure that our mothers are taken care of, even in their old age, following the example of Jesus, who said, "John, my mother is now going to be your mother." And he said to his mother, "Mother, John is going to be your son." And he took her in and took care of her, made sure. Jesus made provision for his mother before his final breaths on the cross of Calvary. I just want to say to you men, you know, there's three basic needs of a wife. And one of those basic needs is security, knowing that you're never going to leave her. And knowing that if you die before she does, that she's going to be taken care of financially. And I'm delighted to say that if I go to heaven before Jean goes to heaven, that financially she's going to be blessed and she's going to be taken care of. And I just want to make sure that she is secure. I want her to be secure in our marriage. I want her to know that I love her. I'll always love her, that I will never leave her. In sickness or in health or difficult times, I'll always stand with her. It makes no difference that I'm committed to her until the very day that I die. That's the way that I can honor her. And so you husbands may say, "Well, how can I honor the mother of my children? Can I get her some flowers? Can I get her a card?" Yeah, that would be good if you would write her a letter. But the greatest gift that you can give her is to say, "I'll never leave you. You'll always be my wife. I'm going to be faithful to you. It makes no difference what happens. You are my wife, and I'm going to love you." And you always have that security that I will always be with you, by your side. As long as I live, I am with you and for you. And even if I die before you, there is provision for you. That is the greatest way that you could secure the mother of your children or the grandmother of your grandchildren. So I pray for you husbands today. I pray that you will honor the mother of your children, that you will bless her today, and may it be a special day for her, giving significant attention, making it a memorable day. When she looks back, she can say, "I remember Mother's Day 2019, when you told everybody on Facebook or social media how much you love me," or maybe posted a picture of how wonderful I was, or told different people, or expressed the appreciation to me. I pray for you husbands that you will honor your wife. You know, there's something about not honoring the mother of your children, not honoring your wife, that does not please God very much. And so I pray that you will today. And I pray for those of you this morning that are not with your mother today. Maybe because of distance, she's alive, but you're not with her today. You, for some reason or another, you can't be with her. And I know that my son and my daughter-in-law took Jean out for a special time on Friday, Mother's Day, because they're going to be with their children today. And my daughter took her mom out for Mother's Day yesterday. And so they've gotten to be with their mother. There's some of you that you're not getting to be with your mom. It may be because she's far away, or maybe you're having to work for some other reason, or maybe it's because your mother is gone to heaven today. You know, I still miss my mom, and well, she died in 1986. I haven't been with her in a long, long time, But you know what? One day I'm going to be with her again. I'm going to be with my mother-in-law, who treated me like a son. I'm going to be with Virginia Denham. I'm going to be with Virginia again. I know she's in heaven because as she died, she said, I see Jesus. He's coming to get me. And my spiritual mom, Velma Hankins, I know I'll be with her again. I'll probably be running around the streets of gold with her. And I'm going to see her again. I miss my mom, miss my mother-in-law. I miss my spiritual mom. And I pray for those of you today that are grieving because you don't have your mother with you. Boy, the loss of a mother is a very traumatic thing. And even though my mom has been gone for all these years, I still miss her today and honor the memory of Delia Elizabeth Gentry. And I pray for those of you today that don't have a relationship with your mother. As I said a few minutes ago, I pray for healing. I know that can be healed. I know that can be healed. Maybe you're estranged from your mom, but I just know that can be healed. And I pray for you, and I pray for that relationship today in Jesus' name. I pray for you moms that are separated from your children. They're not with you today. I know that can be very painful and grievous. I don't know exactly how that must feel, but that must be very grievous to know that you are separated from your children. You miss being with your children, your son or your daughter, your sons or daughters on this Mother's Day. I ask the Holy Spirit to comfort you. I ask the Holy Spirit to minister to you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that are single, for you women that are single. You desire to have a husband, and you desire to have a children. You want to be a mother. I pray for you today in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. I pray for a godly husband that will be a wonderful father. You know, when you marry a man, it's not only about having a good husband, but is he going to be a good father to your children? You don't want to marry an angry man. You don't want to marry an angry man, a man that flies off the handle. You say, well, he'll change after we get married. No, he won't. There's nothing so terrible in life as for women to have an abusive husband, because if he abuses you, he'll abuse your children. And so you've got to be careful if you're single and you're not married. You got to pray for a godly husband, not just someone that's going to love you, but is he kind to you? Is he courteous to you? Because the way he treats you is the way that he will treat your children. You've got to know him. Every man has patterns, and you've got to know his patterns. So I pray for those of you that desire to have a godly husband and have a husband who will love your children. I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I bless all of you mothers today. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I ask God to bless you. May this be a wonderful day for you. May you understand the value of being a mother. I pay tribute to you today in Jesus' name. And those of you mothers that maybe have not been honored the way you should have been honored, may you know that God honors you, that he blesses you. And I'm thankful for you today. And for all of you mothers that are attending Breakout Radio Church, I bless you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. And Gene and I, we just open our hearts to you today, and we bless you in Jesus' name. We bless you today and ask God to bless you.
Yes, we pray blessings on all of you mothers out there today, and we honor you today on Mother's Day. And I'd like to also honor the mothers of my 6 grandchildren. My daughter Darla, who is the mother of Brittany and Jordan, and you're a wonderful mother, and I'm so proud of you, and I love you very much. And to my daughter-in-law, Ruth, who is a mother of Taylor, Megan, Hunter, and Brock. I'm so thankful for you, and you're a wonderful mother, and I'm so proud of you, and I love you very much. I honor you today. I honor my daughter and my daughter-in-law today.
Thank you, Jean. We honor them as well. My wonderful daughter, my wonderful daughter-in-law, who I call my daughter, and honor all of my spiritual daughters out there. I bless you. I've got quite a few spiritual daughters. I bless every one of you, young ladies. May you have a wonderful day today in Jesus' name. I want to thank each of you that have sent Jean Gentry Happy Mother's Day. And I posted her picture on Dale W. Gentry Facebook and Dale Gentry Facebook. If you want to send her a greeting, you can do that. And I just want to thank all of you for honoring my wife today. And I want to say that if you need Jean and I, all you have to do is send us a private message by going to our Facebook page, Dale W. Gentry, and you can private message me there. If you need a call, if you need a prayer, if you need a request, if you want to send me a message, just go to Dale W. Gentry Facebook page, and or you can send us an email. Our private email address is Dale Jean Gentry, J-E-A-N, Dale Jean Gentry at cs.com. We'd love to hear from you. And so thankful to have you in church today. Go out on this Mother's Day Sunday. Have a great time. Remember, this service will be repeated at 10 a.m. today, 8 p.m. tonight. Of course, that's Central Time. And also, every day, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time, you can attend church at Breakout Radio Church by going to bpnradio.com. Remember that our pastor Bill Hart is going to be next with he's going to be preaching next on bpnradio.com. And throughout the day, we have preaching all the way till midnight. We have preaching Sunday on bpnradio.com. How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? We open the airways for preaching all day Sunday, 18 hours, on bpnradio.com. God bless you for attending church today. Have a wonderful day. We love you so very, very much. And once again, Happy Mother's Day.